I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Creek Counseling every Tuesday. I'm also your Monday host, so if you liked what you heard on Monday, then you'll be actually really happy because my friend Sarah is here today. She's also a marriage and family therapist intern, and we are going to talk about Chico Creek Counseling a little bit and what we love about psychotherapy. But before we get started on that, I wanted to do a little public service announcement. There is an upcoming workshop called Medicare Workshop for Boomers. Passage's Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program is presenting Welcome to Medicare workshops for those turning 65 this year or younger adults who will be entitled to Medicare due to a disability. As people get closer to Medicare eligibility, there are several things to consider. In light of the fact that Medicare's coverage is much like employer group coverage, it's important to know what questions to ask. How will my retiree plan work with my Medicare? Can I delay enrolling into Medicare and not be penalized? Do I need a drug plan? Are there programs available to lower my Medicare health and prescription costs? Join us on the following dates, May 12th at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So 10 to 12 on May 12th at the Lakeside Pavilion. That's 2565 Lakeside Village, Chico. And that's up there in California Park off Bruce Road. And May 16th from 1 to 3 at Red Bluff Community Center, located at 1500 South Jackson Street in Red Bluff. Registration is required by calling 898-6716. This free workshop is designed for boomers and others who will be new to Medicare this year who want to understand how their Medicare benefits work. Family members or caregivers are also welcome to attend. Once again, that phone number is 898-6716. And if you have any questions, you can go on their website at www.passagescenter.org. Okay, so you might hear a little bit of talking in the background tonight or today because, as usual, I have my little dude who's almost 6 months old, but also our guest has her little guy who's just over a year. And our station is just such a blessing that they let us bring our little dudes with us to do our radio show. And we figure that you all might enjoy the sound of babies in the background. Or we hope that you enjoy the sound of babies in the background. So don't let that distract you because we are used to tuning it out our own selves. It won't distract us. So my name is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, and I'm registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences of California. I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor. And I always talk about that on Mondays, and not really on Tuesdays because it's not applicable. But today it is applicable because we're talking about Chico Creek Counseling and the field of marriage and family therapy with my friend and colleague, Sarah Sanders. She is here. Well, you know what? I'm going to let her give you her disclaimer and tell you who she is as a person because she's a pretty fantastic person. All right, Sarah.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, no problem. So my husband, I, and son just moved to Chico this last summer from Reading. We were up there. I've been in Reading since 2003 when I moved up there to go to Simpson University. And then I got my bachelor's and my master's from Simpson. I actually have lived kind of all over the place. I was born in St. George, Utah, and then moved to Ohio, lived a few different places there, and then moved to Nevada, and then to Corning when I was in high school. So I've kind of lived all over the place. I like to think it makes me well-rounded and makes me a better therapist because of it. Like you said, Jessica, I have a 14-month-old named Isaiah, and he is a lot of fun. And one thing that I've loved doing in therapy is working with postpartum and pregnant moms, actually, and that have had anxiety and depression. And it's been really nice since having him that I had all the head knowledge and passion for working with the moms. And then since having him, I now have what I like to refer as like the heart knowledge and the like personal experience with what it's like to be pregnant and give birth and all the postpartum stuff and changes. So,
well, that's right. I remember hearing that you interned with Sue Thompson up in Reading doing the postpartum.
Yes, Susan Thompson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got her certificate in the parent-child therapy and was under her supervision for 2 years. And so I've worked with postpartum moms actually since I started doing therapy in 2011.
Okay, guys. So you have been listening to Sarah Sanders. Or Saunders? Sarah Sanders, marriage and family therapist intern. And I am Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist intern. And we will be back after these commercial break to tell you more about Chico Creek Counseling and how you might be able to get involved or if you might need a little help. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to KKXX Radio 104.5 FM 930 AM. And you're listening to Chico Now. You are also live streaming on the internet. So if you're catching part of this right now and you want to go back and listen to what you missed, or you want to be able to listen to tomorrow's show at your desk at work, you can go to kkxx.net. And once you're at that, you can live stream. And if you want to listen to any podcasts, you just go to the podcast button and then the Chico Now button. And then it's by our names. So you'll hit Jessica Wilkerson and you'll have the Tuesday show. Okay, so we were talking to Sarah before we left, and she was telling you a little bit about herself and how a lot of her work and her training has been working with postpartum moms and partum, perinatal and postpartum moms. Sometimes the words are just gone. I just, even when I know it, I just can't pull it out. But you've also recently been doing a training for eating disorders.
Yeah, eating and weight disorders. I'm taking classes through UC Berkeley. I'm almost done. I have a couple more classes. So actually, it's really great preparation for working with people with either under-eating and restricting food like anorexia or bulimia or overeating like binge eating or just people who struggle with just feeling a little bit out of control with eating or, overeating and just want to get healthy. So I've been taking classes there, and I'm just really excited to get that training done and to help people. It's just my passion to help people in whatever area that they feel needs improvement and weakness, and just seeing people get greater health and wholeness. So in every area that they're struggling with that. So yeah.
So a lot of people think that in order to go for therapy, there must be something really wrong with them, like, or that if they go to therapy, they're admitting that there's something really wrong with them. Mm-hmm. And I really think that that's a stigma that needs to be just revamped in each person's individual mind. Because I don't think that I've ever, before I was a therapist, I've never judged anybody based on whether or not they were getting counseling or not. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's really hard for people to take that step and say, I need some help. Mm-hmm. What do you think are some good scenarios that our listeners might be able to touch on that, oh, well, this is an area that I might be able to get help with? It never occurred to me that a marriage and family therapist would help me with something like that.
Yeah, the big areas I think that help people in general are boundaries. Sometimes it's really hard when we grow up to learn what it's like to say no to people. And so we grow up thinking we always have to say yes.
Because that's we always had to be compliant to our parents.
Yeah, and be polite and, mm-hmm. everything. And so sometimes we get a warped view of what that really means. So how do we take care of ourselves and do what's best for us, but still be respectful with other people? But then if people are pushing, something on us or for us that we don't want, then how do we politely say no or to set up a good boundary? And how do we deal with it if it does hurt their feelings or offends them or has some negative consequence? So that's a lot of the times when I'm working with people, because we're all in relationship with other people, whether it's romantic or family or friend or,
colleague.
Yeah, we're all in relationships with people. So boundaries is really big. Coping skills is also huge. How do we deal with life's ups and downs and, disappointments? Mm-hmm. How do we deal with it effectively and healthily? That's one thing that I have been learning in my classes at UC Berkeley is that... how do we not go to food or drugs or alcohol or things like that, and to cope well with our disappointment?
Okay, that's a good one. Have any of you out there ever had those issues where maybe there's a special person in your life, you have boundaries, healthy boundaries with everybody else, but your parent or your in-laws or your grown child, you just have a really hard time making them respect your boundaries or respecting theirs? That's just something to think about.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and we're here talking with my friend Sarah Sanders. She's also a marriage and family therapist registered intern, and we both work over Chico Creek Counseling under the supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and we actually share an office. So she works pretty much after hours and on Saturdays. Are you still seeking Saturday clients?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do have a couple spots still for Saturday.
So for folks who work 8 to 5 and they just can't leave work to go do this, to go and get some counseling done, Sarah has openings for, what are the hours that you typically see people?
At 4:30 or 5:30, and sometimes 6:30, Monday through Friday, and then the mornings or afternoons on Saturday.
Okay.
So yeah, perfect for those busy 8 to 5 or Monday through Friday people.
And Saturdays, that seems like that would be a good one for family counseling. Do you do family sessions?
I can do. Right now, I do have a family and then a individual that I see on Saturdays. Yeah. And I've also seen couples on Saturdays. So, yeah, anybody would be perfect for it. Yeah.
Wonderful. And then myself, I'm back and forth. A couple days a week I work mornings. A couple days a week I work afternoons. And that just kind of gives me time to be with my little dude. And that way I'm fully present when I'm with my clients because I don't feel like my heart is at the babysitter where my baby is. In fact, I'm really excited to be there because I get to have an adult conversation and use my brain. It's really a wonderful career choice for people who have children.
Yes, yes. I wanted to be a therapist before I ever, you know, had my son, but it's been amazing to be able to work it out where I can stay home with him during the day and then see clients at night when my husband or sister is available to watch him and just not have to make the decision. I can do both.
Yeah. So, Sarah, tell me a little bit more about some of the things that you like about Chico Creek Counseling. There's a lot of places in town. Why would someone choose Chico Creek over, say, any other place?
One, we have really great therapists, myself and my colleagues, and Supervisor Joe. Everybody is just really experienced and professional, so that is huge when you're seeing a therapist. You obviously want them to be knowledgeable and have an expertise, so that's one. Two is we have a great location on Humboldt Road, 1530 Humboldt Road. It's kind of central to everything, which makes it really easy for, you know, coming and going from school or work. And then we have a great facility. It's very comfortable, professional. It just has the whole package. Just a great place to work and do therapy. So yeah, you'll have to come and check it out.
You know, some of the things that I love about it, one thing that I really love is that Joe used to be a minister, and he's on the board of directors of our current church. And so I really feel like, I just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in the building when I'm there. And did you know that every day when he gets in the morning, he goes into each of our rooms and he prays?
No, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
He prays for the healing for the people that will be in our rooms each day and that we will be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
And so just the whole presence that he brings to our office. And then I think another thing that he has chosen each one of us, he's handpicked each therapist as people that he knows and that he trusts. And because he's in the church culture, it just happens to be that the people he knows and trusts are other Christians. So any of the therapists that you're seeing at Chico Creek Counseling, while we're talking about you and we're talking about the issues in your life, you know that the paradigm from which we live our lives is a Christian paradigm.
Yes, that is very important.
And I know that when I was younger and I was married and I was looking for a marriage counselor, I interviewed several and I went with someone who was a Christian, not because I wanted them to have, like, to teach us anything in session, but because when I spoke about my thoughts and my fears and my feelings and what was going on in my relationship, I wanted the therapist to know where I was coming from as a Christian. Because not only did they just know in their mind, but that was kind of a value set that they had as well. And it was really comforting to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that a lot of people out there, it would be comforting for them to know that the therapists at Chico Creek Counseling also happen to be Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we're almost out of time. So Sarah, if anybody's listening and anyone wants to, says, oh goodness, this girl is amazing and I want to go get counseling with Sarah Sanders, how would they reach you?
You can call my cell phone at 530-710-8336. And you can check out my personal website at www.sarahsandersma.com.
Perfect. You can also go to chicocreekcounseling.com and find both of our profiles. Have a wonderful day and be blessed.